We're so excited to have in our studio today the star of Cabaret, Andrea Goss, who plays Sally Bowles. And I saw Cabaret last night. I was blown away. I mean, I see a lot of plays, but your performance is off the charts.
Thank you so much.
Off the charts. How do you prepare for such a demanding role? I mean, you're singing, you're dancing, you're acting. Most of your cast is part of the orchestra.
Yeah, they're incredibly talented.
Which is amazing. I mean, how do you physically prepare for that?
I mean, for each show, I get to the theater several hours early. It's a physical warm-up, it's a vocal warm-up, and, you know, to get into the emotional headspace of the character, it takes a while. So, you know, it's a process, and, you know, 8 shows a week, it becomes tiring, but it's just an incredible cast, and the show is brilliant. So, it's work that I love. It doesn't feel like work. It feels like a gift somehow. I don't know.
Sally Bowles is such a tormented character. Mm-hmm. She's emotional. She's sad. She's angry. She's feisty.
Yes.
And you're such a petite woman. And when you start singing, Andrea, you've really just grasped everybody in that audience.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I have to give the credit to the material. You know, it's John Kander and Fred Ebb. They're brilliant songs. You don't find writing like that anymore. That the music is beautiful, but the acting through the song is what I think drives Sally. And I don't know. I think it's a gift of music, and everybody knows the songs. And I don't know. It's incredible to sing every single night.
Do you find that people do know? I mean, certain words of the songs, like Cabaret, I was asking you about, or just the very first ensemble you do, mm-hmm. where you're talking about your mama. And do you find that people know it and say, "Oh, I know that song," even though, you know, the material's 40 years old?
Yeah, a lot of people are like, "Oh, I didn't realize," or, you know, "I forgot that that's in the show," or, you know, they know the song Cabaret out of context, and they're like, "Oh, this is such a different, darker version of that song," or, "Oh, maybe this time it's, you know," people relate that to the Liza Minnelli movie. It's incredible that people can go away, walk away, like, humming these songs because they know these. This is such part of the American Standard, you know, songbook. It's great.
How do you feel that it has evolved? I mean, I hadn't seen Cabaret before, and again, mm-hmm. I was very just blown away. So I went online and I started watching some of the old film clips and just, but it has evolved. It's changed a little bit, and you could kind of equate some of the themes mm-hmm. to things that are going on in the present day.
Completely. I think, you know, the original Broadway show was actually quite different. The focus was actually on the older couple and the Fräulein Schneider and Schultz characters, and Sam Mendes and Rob Marshall for the Roundabout production really recreated the show and made it a little grittier and darker, and it's quite different than the movie. And I think it is still relevant today, and I think that's sad that it is still relevant, but I think it's perfect timing for the show to go on tour right now, and it's the Roundabout 50th season. And I just think, you know, people walk away, I think, more touched because of what is happening in our society, and I think it's good timing right now, and I think people should come see it.
Do you think it's crazy to say, or maybe even multifaceted, to say that people can relate to that darker side? It's not in an evil sense, but just people have their own demons and things that are going on in their own lives that they can relate to in your performance.
Definitely. I think what makes it even more relatable is the fact that there is so much humor and wit brought into it, and then it can turn the table so quickly. And I think that's part of the brilliance of this piece, is that it really draws the audiences. It makes them complicit in the story. And I think when it gets to that dark stuff, it makes you realize, and it makes it hit harder because you've been laughing through the whole thing. And then at the end, when it does turn the tables, I think it really does affect the audience. And I can see that going out, and I can hear people, and I get the feedback from the audience. And it's really incredible, and it's I feel so lucky that I can do that and affect people.
I don't remember a performance where I was laughing, and then just, you know, shocked or gasped, maybe, especially with the final scene. And I'm not going to spoil anything, but you're really right. It turns the tables, and it kind of hits everybody differently.
Yeah, and it's, you know, in each audience, every single night is different. And I think I've never toured before, and so getting to see different parts of the country and seeing how different parts of the country react, it's fascinating to me. And I don't know, it's such a different, unique experience for theater, and I don't think there's anything like it out there.
You've played the title role on Broadway as well. How does that differ from Chicago audiences? I know we're very passionate about our theater. Do you find that as well?
Yes, I have to say, our first night, our preview here on Tuesday, the audience was so with us, and you can feel that on stage. You know what I mean? They were laughing at all they got the jokes and they understood when the serious moments, there was like that uncomfortable feeling in the audience. And I don't know, I think the audiences here have been incredible so far, and we've only had two nights so far, and I'm so excited for the rest of the 2 weeks here. And the response has been phenomenal, and I just think it's such a very intelligent theater city, you know, and it's really special to bring this show here and see the reactions.
You have such an amazing cast, too. Randy Harrison, mm-hmm. Who we watch grow up on Queer as Folk, but he peppers in such adorable humor, too.
Yeah. He's just brilliant in the role. He fits it so well and brings so much of himself to it, and he's such a sweetheart and just wonderful to work with, and he changes it up every day, and it's so fun to watch. You know, his scene partner is the audience, so it's so much fun to watch what he can do every day, and he's just brilliant. People need to see his performance. I think it's a phenomenal performance.
But the chemistry between all, you gel just so nicely, even when you segue from one scene to the other. Everybody just gels together. Did you find that almost immediately with this cast?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of the credit goes to the creative team and the casting that they did. And it was the same thing in New York City at Studio 54. There's something about this show and the people that they get. It's just not just incredible actors, but just very thoughtful and generous people. And I think that goes a long way in working together, and especially on a tour like this, and that it is a family. You're living with them, you know, 24/7. There's something about this show, I think, that brings together some incredible people. And I don't know what it is, but it's really, I feel really lucky.
And of all ages, too, from yourself up to Fräulein's character, too, and, yeah. You know, their love story that's going on, you know, kind of the second story, the story within the story, if you will. But it's all ages.
Yeah. Oh, it's completely all ages. You know, Shannon Cochran from Chicago, she's incredible. Right. And Mark Nelson, who plays opposite her as Herr Schultz, mm-hmm. their love story, I think, is truly the heart of, you know, of the piece. And I think this is a story that everybody should see. You know, it's I remember Sam Mendes saying that, you know, it is a generation farther removed from what happened during that political time period in the 1930s in Berlin. And I think that, you know, the younger generation should see it, and the older generation really connects with what is happening on stage. So I think it's definitely a show for all ages.
I agree with you, too. I think the millennials, and especially the younger generation, mm-hmm. you know, maybe some would say, well, don't see it. It's too risque, or wait till they're a certain age. But you know what? As you just kind of pointed to, Andrea, you know, it was a time that maybe a lot of people aren't familiar with. And as we said earlier, can relate to today.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's such a moving piece. And it, like I said before, I think it is sad that it is still relevant, but it gives us the opportunity to bring it back and hopefully affect people and make people think. I think that's what the huge thing of this is at least have a conversation, make people go away and think about what's happening in the world. And, you know, and it's done with wit and humor and, you know, a lot of heart.
Probably a good segue is, what would you want people to take away who have either seen this for the very first time, like myself, or mm-hmm. someone who has seen any version of Cabaret?
Again, I don't want to, like, put any kind of political thing in somebody else's mind. I just want people to be able to talk and open up. And I think that this is definitely one of those pieces that you go away thinking about what is happening in the world, or what has happened. And hopefully that connection can be made. But I think because, you know, Randy talks to the audience and he brings them in, I think it really does connect an audience together. And I just hope that people can walk away with that sense of, you know, trying to see what the world is today. And hopefully we can move forward.
Make it a better place.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Or learn something.
Learn something. And, you know, maybe another 50 years down the road, this is not going to be as relevant. You know, it's such a brilliant show, but hopefully maybe it won't be as politically relevant.
Very true. Enjoy Chicago. Have you had a chance to see any of our great cities so far?
A little bit. I'm hoping to actually go to the Art Institute maybe today or tomorrow, and I have some friends here who want to show me around, and it's just a beautiful city, so I can't wait to explore a lot.
Well, everybody who is hearing this and listening to this needs to see Cabaret. Andrea Goss, you kill it as Sally Knowles. You're just an amazing performer.
Thank you so much.
Please come back and visit us again.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.